I understand.
DJ Stashu came by for dinner, and we played a game. We just put a fence around the court,
Nice.
So we now can play a real game. It turns out the fence around the court is a very important element.
Yes.
In a successful pickleball game.
Right.
But then
you have to chase the balls around.
But I'm better at pickleball than I am at Chubby Bunny.
Yeah, man, you suck at Chubby Bunny.
Yeah, you were really bad at it.
I'm not good at that.
I almost put my bet
can you
on
put
you.
In your mouth?
So we're talking about Heimlich maneuvers, Matt's new career, his fledgling career, and what your dad's last words were. Do you
Correct.
Have any
Why
idea?
Does Big
Do you have
Daddy
any
have so many tricks up his sleeve?
Matt's Matt. You, Matt is wily. You can't Matt.
That guy.
He's
you
the,
can't trust him.
He's the Trick Master. That's one of his many nicknames.
Let me tell you something about Matt.
The WFMU Trick Master.
When we zig, you know what Matt's doing? Matt is zagging every time.
I thought Luann was the WFMU Trick Master.
Well, that's true.
Or
too.
Wednesday.
Yeah, she's on Wednesday. Matt has some competition.
Thanks, Sam.
Yeah. Hey, let's get Luann down here. She's on the clock. Doesn't she have to do as you say?
From 6 to 7 p.m. when I'm on the air.
Yeah. She gets a break.
That's her. Well, she gets a break or she gets to moonlight. I mean, I don't know what she does with the hour, but it's her time.
She gets to moonlight. That doesn't seem fair.
I don't pay her for 6 to 7. That's
it. Just doesn't seem fair, though.
Why?
You'd think she'd be resting up for the evening session.
Oh man, she's a machine.
She's a dynamo.
She doesn't need to rest up.
I've heard the rumor is she's literally a machine.
That's not true. That is not true.
What I heard is she's a cardboard box.
No comment.
So you're right. Technically, that's not a machine.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. Would you prefer a death comment, or can I ask a question about Andy and pickleball?
Yeah.
Whether his neighbors hate
pickleball question.
Well, it's a good. Well, we just started playing pickleball, and the neighbors. Well, my wife is very friendly, more social than I am, and she's invited everyone to come and play. So maybe that will assuage. The neighbors.
Have you handed out free like headphones WFMU on them?
Oh, that's really a sweet idea.
And say it's either that or pickleball noises.
Yeah, exactly. You mean that's your choice? It's Hobson's choice.
Yes.
It's either FMU or the clump clump of pickleball all day.
Yeah, there was some article about how people are up in arms about pickleball courts.
Yeah, yeah. They make a racket.
Yeah, there's an article about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you know, it's,
no. The New York Times.
It's a problem.
The New York
I know,
Times
the New York
has reported on it, Andy.
Yes, I know. They had a reporter working on the pickleball circuit. The New York Times.
The old gray lady is on it.
Yeah. That tells you everything about the readership of the New York Times that you ever want to know. That they're covering
that
the pickleball.
So
they were
funny.
Referencing the Metropolitan Diary.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Exactly.
They're not really covering pickleball per se.
Yeah.
They're covering the anti-pickleball sentiment.
Well, they're covering the controversy. It's the trouble brewing in Israel and the pickleball controversy brewing in the burbs. That's all you need to know about the New York
it's
Times.
It's important.
It's important to somebody.
So my dad didn't have a deathbed. He just dropped dead.
Oh,
so
baby. Oh, no.
There were no last words. So what do you do with that?
Oh, I'm very... Well, there were last words.
There
he
were
just,
last words.
He did, just didn't know they were... Like, it was past the mustard or something. Something innocuous.
Oh, my.
Was it in the house?
Yeah.
Oh, my
I
baby.
There.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, my mom had to deal with it.
Oh, my baby. Oh, I'm really sorry. I wonder if that's... A blessing that it wasn't lingering. He wasn't fading for 3 years. I don't know. I don't know what to.
Either way, it's bad.
Oh, it's terrible. It's terrible.
I have one of both. So.
Well, sorry about your dad.
Yeah,
oh,
I am
Pam.
Too.
Yeah, well.
And I'm glad I'm glad I can say I'm sorry without a mouthful of marshmallow.
Yeah.
All right.
It sounds more sincere.
Hey, bye, Pam.
Bye, Pam.
Hey, can we talk about the puppet slam?
I don't know what that means.
Oh, you and I are hosting a puppet slam on October 28th at Monty Hall.
I wonder what you're talking about now.
It's like a poetry slam, only no poetry, and instead of the poetry, puppets.
It sounds like you're saying puppet slam.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So if you're a puppeteer and you would like to participate in the puppet slam on October 28th, email me, ken@wfmu.org.
It sounds like you're soliciting puppeteers.
I am. Remember Grant? Remember your protege, Grant?
Yes, he was a puppeteer.
And he is a puppeteer. He set you up with the Andy puppet. Remember, we did a whole show?
I still have that Andy puppet. I'll bring that.
Oh, my God, you have the Andy puppet?
I still have it, but wait, I'm hearing about this for the first time. How do you know? You just assume that I'm free that day?
Yeah.
What day of the week is that?
Saturday. Saturday, October 28th,
well,
I think.
Look, now I go through the motions of pretending to see if I'm free.
No, this is very impressive.
Everybody knows I have nothing on my calendar.
Andy's pulled out his little calendar.
Hold on, September, what is it?
Saturday, October.
Go ahead.
October 28th.
Oh, I can't even pretend to be busy.
Yeah, look at that.
I can't even pretend.
Yeah, write it down.
Fine.
Here you go. Oh, there you go.
Puppets. What is it? Puppets?
Puppet slam.
No one's coming to that.
Yes, they are.
No, they're not.
Yeah, I've already booked.
You made a strategic error. Everyone knows it's puppets now.
No, I've booked puppeteers.
But what is it really? Already. What is it really going to be?
It's going to be a puppet show.
And what are they going to do?
We're going to have about 10 or 12 puppeteers each coming up and doing like a 5 to 7 minute puppet set. Just like an open mic night.
And what are you calling this night?
The WFMU Puppet Slam.
And I'm co-hosting it?
Yeah.
With or without marshmallows in my mouth?
Without.
Hold on, I got to make a note. No marshmallows.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can go to WFMU.org/puppet for more information.
If you don't want to go to this puppet show, should they contact you and say they're not interested?
No need.
If you're not interested, contact Ken. Ken@WFMU.org if you won't be coming to the puppet show. Otherwise, we'll assume you'll be there.
And this is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM online, WFMU.org. Thank you to Jeremiah. Thank you to Mary Wing for her bells.
And Matt.
Thank you to Big Maddie Warwick.
And Olivia, who got a taxi home instead of getting picked up.
Thank you to Bioshock. And stay tuned.
Yeah, I'll put it. Yeah, good. Put in a big plug for Bioshock.
I'm saying it.
Stay tuned for Do or DIY with people like us.
No, those NDAs, they're written in pencil. You just erase them.
Let's start over. Stay tuned for Do or DIY with people like us.
Let's start over. Let's go all the way and start over.
See you.
Thank you. Party. Oh, I'm Barbie girl, I have the one in a blondie. Oh, grandpa plastic, what fantastic.
Look, I see on Harley, I hold a hand Harley. And the casusta, so pita, so la musta. Missi ja saa, vaikka haluisitkin, sulla on liiaksi vaaleeta karvaa.
Kun sä voit sanoa noin, vaikka sä oot mulle ainoa. Olen Barbie girl, ihan tavallinen blondi. On kroppa plasti, mut fantasti.
Tukkasi on vaale ja iho tähän haaleen. En tykkää susta, sun pitäis olla musta. Come on, Bobby, let's go party. Come on, Bobby, let's go party.
Give me a sign. DIY with people like us on WFMU, and I'm Vicky doing a live accu playlist at WFMU.org right now. WFMU.org/people like us. And we started the show off with some lovely summer pop from Polo and Pan with Aqualand, and I was alerted to Polo and Pan by my friend Charles from Soleil Moon Recordings. And that was followed up by Dominique Dumont with Le Début de la Fin from Miniatures d'Autorhythm. followed by something on Sublime Frequencies from Music of the Bana people from the Central Highlands of Vietnam, with Kali Tran and his ensemble with Waiting for You at the Communal House and Go O R Yong. On Bamboo Fiddle and Mouth Resonator. So that was the bit I liked, the Mouth Resonator. I want one. And then after that, from, two tracks from Saturno 2000, La Rebellanda de los Sonideros from 1962 to 1983. First up, Manzanita y su Conjunto with Paja La Cuenta Sinvergüenza, and then Juno y su Equipo with La Barrachita. Appalling pronunciation there. And then we went into a stupid bit. Caco Missile with John Coltrane, Thomas the Giant Engine. Oh, this is the John Coltrane Giant Steps section. That's followed by Cling the Poster with Giant Steps, but it's a little pump type beat. Found that on YouTube. Then Vanishing Tiger with Morris Ravel, John Coltrane, Ondine, Giant Steps Changes. And then Neil Chichirega with ACVC, and then Ilya Reingold with Giant Steps, the Bee Gees. That's all Giant Steps, a meme from a couple of years ago, maybe 4 years ago, I don't know. That put me in mind of more silly things. Catch a Pyre by the Swingle Singers. And then we went Barbie. And no, I've not seen Barbie, but I'm playing three Barbie tracks instead of going to see the movie. Steve Badak with Aqua Barbie Girl, but Beats 2 and 4 are swapped. Then Vino Dub or Vino Dub with Barbie Girl, but every other beat is missing. And then N. Tenkanen with Barbie Girl, which John from Oslo gave me with about 3 weeks of music once upon a time. And then we went Vaporwave with Diskette Park and Internet Glide, and Chris with KACL 780 AM. And then we went with some more sampling of Spandau Ballet with Spandau Fillet from Evolution Control Committee. Then we mashed up a little bit with DJ Giac with Pet Shop Boys versus Chopin versus Vivaldi with Nocturnal Winter Vocal. Gladilord with Free Britney, Britney Spears versus Evervescence. And then Buttress O'Neill with the Britney Spears Records. And then Raheem D with Bad Freak Show, more Britney. And that put the urgency of that put me in mind of Sparks with We Go Dancing from their latest album, The Girl Is Crying in Her Latte. And congratulations to Sparks, who just finished their world tour. Straight off from the Hollywood Bowl, straight to Japan. No problem for them in terms of energy levels. Amazing. Talking over Percy Faith, Summer Place 76 theme from A Summer Place, and talking of energy levels. Cole Stone's doing a similar thing to Sparks right now, flying around the globe all over the place. A new release of his just come out. You can find it on Bandcamp, electronic music from 1972 to 2022. And here is Kustar.
I'm gonna Oh. roses gone, poets close, work till dawn. Their new gods were his sweet lord, within nature a deep accord. Dreamers work decades through, held their dream up and made it true. Year after year, a natural force, their attitudes are an open door. Year after year, a new way, the passage is an extended stay. Year after year, revelations, Dante and Baudelaire, sublime. They are learners, beginners again. They're the page turners, year after year. Perfect lines, books of truths, with broken spines.
Here, she comes. You better watch your step. She's going to break your heart in two. It's true. It's not hard to realize. Just look into her friend's colored eyes. She picks you up just to put you down. What a clown. Cause everybody knows the things she does to please. She's just a little tease. See the way she walks. The way she talks. You're reading in her book. You're not the 37 hallelujah. She's going to smile to make you frown. What a clown. Little voices from the street. Before you start you already
we just heard Percy Thrillington with Ramon. That's Paul McCartney's orchestral pseudonym. And then Ramon by Paul McCartney, preceded by a lovely version of Femme Fatale by Modular, preceded by The with Soul Catcher, which put me in mind of Thurston Moore and Dreamer's work. And before that, I was wanting to play Pearls Before Swine, and I was thinking, I've only got old versions of the digital files of that. So I looked on Bandcamp, and there's been some reissues of the old Pearls Before Swine albums with extra sessions and recordings. And that was a version of Dropout, a Magic Eye Show radio session from 1997. Before that, David Toop with You Could Touch Him, But He Wasn't There, from his Apparition paintings. And we started the set off with Carl Stone and Kustar from Electronic Music from 1972 to 2022. Thank you for listening, folks. And you have been listening to Do or DIY with people like us. And this is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org.
Honky-tonk radio girl, hear that vinyl popping on the airwaves from the signal tower into your little world. Lord knows all the hopeless hearts that she saves. She's your honky-tonk radio girl. She's been known to take requests and have on some special guests. Can't you see those dancing skirts a-twirl? Well, a man sits at home alone on Christmas. She brings him Patsy Cline and Merle. Gifts of country gold, you know who this is. She's your honky-tonk radio girl. She's your honky-tonk radio
on WFMU 91.1 FM and WFMU.org. I am here every Wednesday from 8 to 9 playing country music for you. Some bluegrass, some hillbilly, some rockabilly, stuff like that. I can't remember the description of my show on WFMU.org, but it's something like twangs of all stripes and songs that end in Billy, which is a pretty good way to sum it up, though we go beyond that, and we will tonight. I just brought a box of records. There's no particular theme, just good old records that I brought from my house. And we are going to start with Hal Lone Pine, and Lone Pine is in quotes, "Gonna build a fence around you." You're listening to WFMU.
Gonna lock you up, gonna chain you up, gonna build a fence around you. Gonna paint a sign that says you're mine, gonna build a fence around you. For there's too many other guys that's got their eyes on you. But now I find that they can climb the fence I build around you. Gonna build a wall around the fence I build around you. I'm buying bricks to build a wall because the fence won't do. For there's too many other guys that's got their eyes on you. But after all, they climb the wall I build around you. Gonna dig a hole just like a mole, gonna dig a hole around you. Around the fence, around the wall that I have built around you. For there's too many other guys that's got their eyes on you. And bless my soul, they'll jump the hole I dug around you. Gonna get some water, lots of water, and pour it all around you. Around the wall, around the hole by the fence I've built around you. For there's too many other guys that's got their eyes on you. But I'll bet my boots to get a diving suit and swim that water to you. Just about wear me out to do the things I said. But I wouldn't have to do these things if you and I were wed. Dig no hole, build no wall, spread no art around you. I wouldn't have to do these things if you let me marry you.
Everything was fine. Well, ain't that little country girl would pretty soon be mine.